Following the Detroit Lions' recent loss to the Minnesota Vikings, the coaching staff has emphasized the importance of player accountability in their discussions. According to Pride of Detroit, during a media session, all three coordinators expressed a heightened sense of urgency regarding the team's performance. Offensive coordinator John Morton pinpointed the offensive line's struggles, particularly noting that quarterback Jared Goff was sacked 5 times and faced 26 pressures from the Vikings' defense. Morton stated, "When we did things right, we did really well. That was the biggest thing," highlighting the need for better protection and execution from the offensive line. He acknowledged that communication was not the issue. Rather, it was specific players not executing their responsibilities well enough. Furthermore, Morton committed to increasing the involvement of rookie receiver Isaac Taislaw in the game plan moving forward. Defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard took a similar approach, addressing individual player responsibilities. He defended defensive back Arthur Maulet after a critical play against the Vikings, stating, "He stood up when asked, and expressed confidence in Maulet's ability to perform under pressure." Shepard also discussed the run defense's statistics, emphasizing that the numbers did not tell the full story and insisted that accountability was key. He reflected on missed opportunities and stopping runs, stating that players must be ready to make key stops when it counts. Shepard noted, "Those plays have to be made, and those guys understand that," indicating that the defense collectively acknowledged their shortcomings. Special teams coordinator Dave Phipp also addressed accountability, specifically pointing to a blocked field goal as a result of a low kick by Jake Bates. He mentioned that while protection could have been slightly better, the main issue lay in Bates' technique, which led to the block. "If you hit a ball that low, usually it's going to be blocked," Phipp explained. Despite the challenges, he remained optimistic about the special teams unit's overall performance, citing successes in other phases of the game. Moving forward, head coach Dan Campbell reiterated the need for the team to play with urgency, intensity, and focus as they prepare for their upcoming game against the Washington Commanders. He acknowledged the loss to the Vikings and emphasized the need for a return to their brand of football. Campbell stated, "I want to see our playmakers making plays within the scheme, within the system," stressing that the coaching staff must also elevate their game. This week, the Lions are not just looking to rebound from a loss but are also motivated by a sense of revenge, having been eliminated by the Commanders in last season's playoffs. Campbell highlighted the importance of moving on from past losses while using them as motivation to improve the team's current performance. In summary, the Lions coaching staff is actively addressing accountability across all units following a disappointing loss, with each coordinator focusing on specific areas for improvement. As they prepare for a crucial matchup against the Commanders, the emphasis on learning from mistakes and refining execution remains paramount.